Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here with your midweek catch-up on all the news you should know about. The big boy has moved on from Scranton, but now we're learning about the economic impact it left behind. And find out why some PA gardeners are growing flax. It's Wednesday, July 8th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start with Scranton's favorite historic steam locomotive. The big boy meant big bucks for the Scranton area during its two-week stay at the Steamtown National Historic Site. WVIA's Roger Dupuy has more.
Union Pacific Locomotive 4014 generated an estimated $16 million to $17 million in economic impact throughout Northeast Pennsylvania, according to the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. Megan Stevens, a Steamtown park ranger and spokesperson, said the park saw over 111,000 visitors between June 15th and the morning of July 1st, when the 1.2 million-pound engine and its attached train departed to continue their cross-country semi-quincentennial tour.
And for perspective, annual visitation in calendar year 2025 was 60,844. So we nearly doubled our visitation in that 2.5 week time span.
The 85-year-old steam engine is one of eight of its kind still in existence and the only one still in operating condition. One of its companion engines, 4012, has been on static display at Steamtown for decades. Seeing the two together again was part of the draw for many. For Steamtown Superintendent Jeremy Comas, the event was a victory that pointed toward a larger vision.
The Big Boy reunion demonstrated that when we invest in exceptional visitor experiences through strong partnerships, everyone benefits. The National Park Service, our partners, local businesses, residents, and the gateway communities that welcome millions of visitors to America's national parks each year.
Stevens said she is looking forward to the park's next big event, RailFest, which is set for Labor Day weekend. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Thanks, Roger. Find this full story and all of WVIA's coverage of the Big Boy's visit at WVIA.org. Okay, now let's talk about gardening. A group of Pennsylvania residents is working to revive the colonial practice of growing flax one square yard at a time. Colonists grew the plant to make linen, which they used to make their clothing. For WVIA, Susan Phillips reports on their attempts to revive the sustainable fabric.
Miranda Moat is one of more than 100 gardeners growing one square yard of flax this year as part of a program run by the PA Flax Project.
It's an excellent low-maintenance field crop. It's not very demanding. It is not native to Pennsylvania. It was brought here by German and Dutch settlers from Northern Europe in the 17th century because they had skills and knowledge about linen production.
Moat's square yard of flax is now about 4 feet tall, with blooms of delicate light blue flowers. Once it turns a golden brown and goes to seed, it will be ready to harvest.
That was Susan Phillips reporting. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Kat Bolas from the WVIA News Team. Let us meet you where you are. Find us on air on WVIA Radio, online at WVIA.org, or on the WVIA app.
Welcome back. Turning to Philadelphia now, former Pennsylvania State Senator Shirley Kitchen, who died over the weekend, is being remembered as a tireless advocate for North Philadelphia. As Carmen Russell Suchansky reports for WVIA, her influence shaped this generation of Philly leaders.
Kitchen won election to the Pennsylvania House before serving two decades in the state Senate, only the second black woman ever elected to that body, as well as the last one. Kitchen retired in 2016. Many Philadelphia politicians took to social media to post remembrances about Kitchen, such as Mayor Sherelle Parker, who called her a powerful, effective advocate for her constituents and for all of Philadelphia. State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta, who called Kitchen an icon and a mentor, told WHYY News her legacy was built on service.
When you look at her legislative record and the impact that she had just from a constituent service perspective, what you get is the real portrait of someone who put people first and who helped people engage with their government.
Kitchen was 79.
That was Carmen Russell Sluchansky reporting. Now, one last thing for the day. We have another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
In honor of America 250, Pennsylvania postcards will focus on the people, places, and events that best commemorate this U.S. milestone and our Commonwealth's crucial role in it. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. July 4th, 1776, Congress officially adopts a document that five men were drafted to create, the Declaration of Independence. This happens at the Pennsylvania State House, now known as Independence Hall in Philadelphia. The document clearly and formally severs ties with Great Britain. 2 days later, a copy of it is printed by the Pennsylvania Evening Post. And 2 days after that, members of the public in several cities hear public readings of it for the first time. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is an America 250 Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening today. Remember, if you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.